Delighted to say my guest, Lydia Singer, is here. Good afternoon to you, miss.
Good afternoon.
Are you really called Lydia Singer?
Yes. Are you talking about the surname, yeah? Yeah. No, yeah, I'm asked that a lot. That is my real name, yeah.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
So I'm obviously Lydia Singer. I'm a recording artist and I also sing my work and do a lot of gigging and yeah.
Do you do a lot of gigging around here?
I do gigging around London, usually sometimes Milton Keynes, so that's like local stuff for me.
Right, and you're just 15?
Yeah.
And how long have you been writing songs for?
Writing songs, probably from the age of 13. I had my first recording studio experience at the age of 11 when I had a song written for me by Rob Davis, who wrote Kylie Minogue's hit Can't Get You Out of My Head. So I recorded those songs and then I think I really wanted to experience actually writing my own stuff. And so I went into the recording studio at 13 and now I'm here.
Wow. What influences you then?
Influences? Are you talking about artists or just general stuff?
General.
Yeah. I think sometimes I'm influenced. So when I'm writing music, I think I'm thinking about something in mind, but then other times I might just have a tune, feel what the kind of vibe of the tune is and go with that. Mm. So it all really depends.
Because we all know how famous Adele got, but she's been, she's been brokenhearted so many times. You can't possibly be brokenhearted at 15, can you?
No, not yet, thankfully.
Right, we're going to try, because I'm a bit of a technophobe, so we're going to try, and Lydia's offered to sing live for us. So here goes for Truth Hurts.
You're a mystery.
Wasn't expecting that. I bet you get that reaction a lot, do you, Lydia?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do to look after your voice?
To look after my voice, I would say probably making sure I drink warm water sometimes before I do gigs. It just makes me, like, makes my vocal cords, like, nice and relaxed and stuff. Weirdly, stress is a bad thing for the vocal cords. Like, I didn't realise that until I stopped stressing and realised that my voice just, like, didn't get husky as much.
So what's the next step? Is it a record deal, a manager, or... your mum's with you today, very kindly, looking after you.
Yeah. No, so I have a manager. His name's Raphael. And, so I think we're just, like, gigging, trying to get as much exposure, as much attention, because that's what it's all about, you know, getting the exposure for Definite, because then you get attraction from people.
Well, you've certainly got the looks for it.
Oh, thank
tell
you.
Us about, you're going to be singing at this charity fashion show, Roar.
Yes, so that's the Cambridge Fashion Show on the 23rd of September. I'm doing that with the House of Icons, who I actually yesterday just did the music video for the song Truth Hurts, which I just sang.
Oh, okay.
That was amazing. I'm going to be wearing two beautiful dresses for the show. So I'm performing at the afternoon show and the evening show. So I'm incredibly excited for that, because I'm also performing at London Fashion Week with House of Icons again on the 16th of September. You can buy
really
tickets
good.
For that on online and stuff like that.
You're not tempted to go down the X Factor, Britain's Got Talent route?
I was definitely asked by them a lot this year, especially the X Factor. Got scouted quite a few times, and it's very, very tempting, because it gives you
it's an instant platform, isn't it?
Exactly, it gives you the platform that you just can't really find anywhere else unless you have a label. And
yeah. What's your best gig so far?
Oh my gosh, my best gig. That's a hard question. What do you mean in terms of
best
gig?
That's my job, Lydia.
Best gig, do you mean...
Yeah, when you're going around, where do you like performing?
Oh, okay. I think it's sometimes quite cool to perform in, like...
I suppose everybody says London, do they?
Yeah, I think it is quite nice down in London, because it's got this sort of feeling, sort of vibe. Like, the audience is always quite a buzz there, and every single venue is very different, every single place is very different, all of the people there are different, so you never really know what to expect.
Well, thank you so much for coming in Bank Holiday Monday, and
thank
we
you
wish
for
you all the
me.
Best with your future. Maybe you'll get on our unsigned chart at some stage.
Oh yeah, definitely, I would love to.